KJAN Sports.
And at 7:19, it is time for a check of sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Taking a look at the scores from Friday's action of the semifinals, state football semifinals from the Unidome in Cedar Falls. In Class A, it was Iowa City Regina over St. Ansgar 49-28. Ashton Cook went 17 for 23 passing and 251 yards and one score and rushed for two more touchdowns for Regina. Theo Coley ran for 159 yards and three TDs to lead the Regals to the win. St. Ansgar ends their season at 10-1. Regina improved to 10-1 and will be aiming for their eighth state title next week and their first since 2015. Also in Class A Friday, it was Grundy Center beating Council Bluffs St. Albert 34-6. Grundy Center rolled up 431 yards of offense and the bulk of it on the ground in their way to the championship for the second straight year in Class A. Running back Zach Oppheim ran for 233 yards and two touchdowns. Quarterback Logan Knack carried the ball 17 times for 200 yards and three scores. St. Albert was shut down offensively and only gained 115 yards in the game. The Falcons end their season at 8-2. Top-ranked Grundy Center improves to 11-0 and will aim for their fourth state title after coming up 4 points shy to West Hancock last year. In Class 4A semifinal action, it was Southeast Polk over Pleasant Valley 50-10. Southeast Polk had jumped out to a 21-0 lead by halftime and romped to a 50-10 win on Friday evening. The Rams piled up 404 yards of offense, led by 176 yards on the ground by Titus Christensen, who scored twice. Jackson Daly went 11 for 17 through the air and for 202 yards and two scores. Pleasant Valley ends their season at 10-1, while Southeast Polk improved to 10-0. The Rams will play for their first ever title next week. Also in 4A, Ankeny quarterback Jace Bauer plunged into the end zone from 2 yards out in double overtime, and Arlen Bruce, the fourth, intercepted Dowling quarterback Jackson Smolik on the next play to seal the win for the Hawks, 31-24 in double overtime for Ankeny versus Dowling Catholic. Bauer finished the game 9-15 passing for 123 yards and two touchdowns with one interception. He also ran for 117 yards in the deciding score. Jackson Smolik was also 9 for 15 in passing for Dowling with 105 yards, two scores, and the final interception. The Maroons end their season at 7-2. Ankeny improved to 10-1 and will play for their third state title against Southeast Polk next Friday at 7 p.m. Semifinal action today at the Dome, including Class 1A, kicking things off at 9 o'clock, Van Meter versus South Central Calhoun. At 12:30, it's Otobold Arthur BCIG versus Sigourney Kyoto. Class 2A semifinals are at 4 o'clock this afternoon with George Little Rock Central Lion taking on Comanche, and then the nightcap at 7:30 will feature walk-on against Prairie City Monroe. Tyler Goodson rushed for a career-high 142 yards and two touchdowns on 20 carries, and Iowa's defense clamped down hard on Minnesota for a 35-7 victory. The Hawkeyes took possession of the Floyd of Rosedale Trophy for the sixth season. Jack Kerner and Riley Moss each picked up Tanner Morgan for the Gophers' quarterback first two-interception game in 2 years. Zach Van Valkenburg had three of the team's four sacks to highlight Iowa's first shutout of Minnesota since 2009. The Hawkeyes improved to 2-2, while the Gophers have fallen to 1-3 on their season. Penn State and Nebraska are both looking for their first wins heading into their game today. The Nittany Lions came into the season ranked in the top 10, but are 0-3 after an embarrassing home loss to Maryland. The Cornhuskers are still looking for a turnaround under Scott Frost, having gone 9-17 in his 2-plus seasons. Their loss at Northwestern last week dropped them to 0-2. Nebraska ranks 7th in all-time wins with 902, and Penn State is 8th with 898. The Huskers have won 3 of 4 meetings since joining the Big Ten. Iowa State All-Big 12 quarterback Brock Purdy is one of 5 finalists for the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award, given annually to the top upperclassman quarterback in the nation. A native of Gilbert, Arizona, Purdy is the most prolific signal caller in Iowa State history, owning or sharing 23 school records. Purdy added 2 more records to his resume recently in career touchdowns, responsible, 69, and career touchdown passes, 53. Since Purdy took over quarterback duties in 2018, the Cyclones are 19-10 overall, 16-6. Versus Big 12 teams, while averaging 426.4 yards of total offense and 32 points per game. Purdy has directed the Cyclones into the top 25 rankings for the third straight year, as the Cyclones currently lead the Big 12 with a 5-1 league slate. Cyclone Record Center is completing 62.2% of his passes at 135-217 with 10 touchdowns on the season. He's also a proven threat on the run, ranking 2nd on the team with 194 rushing yards and 3 touchdowns. Brock Purdy led the Cyclones to a 37-30 victory over number 18 Oklahoma earlier in the year. ISU's first win over the Sooners in Ames since 1960 in the fourth quarter comeback of his career. Well, seventh-ranked Cincinnati remains among seven unbeaten teams in the top 25 with at least six victories. The Bearcats blew out Carolina 55-17 to improve to 7-0 overall and 5-0 with the American League Conference, or Athletic Conference. Desmond Ridder threw for 327 yards and three touchdowns and also ran for another score. Ridder has accounted for 17 touchdowns in the past four games, including nine rushing scores. Trey Tucker's 45-yard touchdown reception highlighted Cincy's 28-point second quarter. Jerome Ford ran for a pair of TDs for the Bearcats, whose team record 19-game home winning streak is the fourth longest among FBS schools. ECU's Holton Ahlers threw for just 87 yards with three interceptions. Well, the Pac-12's football schedule has been scrambled for a second straight week with positive COVID-19 tests leading to the cancellation of both the Arizona State, California, and UCLA-Utah games. Those games were scrapped due to positive cases among the Sun Devils and Utes. Instead, Cal will play UCLA on Sunday at the Rose Bowl. Meanwhile, the Southeastern Conference has announced that it will use December 19th as a makeup date for regular season games. The SEC postponed four games this week, including two that could not be immediately rescheduled because two of the teams involved already have makeup games set for December 12th. December 19th is the date of the SEC championship game. In other virus-related developments, number 15 Coastal Carolina's game today against Troy has been canceled because of a combination of positive COVID-19 tests and injuries to a specific position group within the Troy football program. The school said the two teams in the Sun Belt Conference are working to reschedule the game. And UAB has called off a second consecutive football game because of positive COVID-19 tests. The Blazers scrapped a trip to Texas next week to play UTEP. The game had already been moved to Midland, about 300 miles east of El Paso, because of a massive surge of coronavirus cases in the far west Texas city. That's a check of sports for this hour, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.